Gainesville will play for us.
Thank you. Said the other morning, tradition and customs have motivated man since the beginning of time. And so it is very true and fitting that here on the banks of our famous Suwannee River that we gather as we have five other times, and this being the sixth annual Florida Folk Festival, and this being the final session of that sixth festival, under the shades of these trees. And hasn't the old master been good to us as he has in the past? Only once have we been rained out. It's been warm, the clouds have been gathering around, but it has been most pleasant as it is here this evening. I've enjoyed these 6 years since the organization of the Folk Festival, and I imagine that whenever we meet again, we are going to have a new face in my place, which I will look forward to working with in every way possible. I urge your full cooperation and continuance of participation and interest in the Florida Folk Festival as we move down the years ahead. It's a real pleasure to have you here this evening and to have our able director present all of the fine Folk Festival programs which will be in store for you here this evening. Just make yourself at home under the shade of the trees and fan as you're doing and have a good time as the program progresses. Thank you, Cousin Thelma.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. What better way to begin than with a harp selection here on the banks of the immortal Suwannee? This is Mary Nell Hughes from Gainesville.
Thank you.
I'll help you move your instrument. Now, you people who are coming in, there's some very nice soft seats down here on the ground in front. Lovely, soft, shady seats. And again, I'll ask that participants go behind the fence, the background fence, and report to my lieutenants over here behind me. It is fitting that the invocation will be given by a patriarch of this section, Aubrey Fowler's father, the Reverend Mallie J. Fowler of Day, pastor of Sermons Baptist Church.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee to acknowledge we as infinite creatures gathered together that's well-pleasing in Thy sight. We thank You, Lord, for Your provision and providing this people that they can come together. We trust for none other purpose but to be made better for life that Thou would give them in the future. May our every ambition, Heavenly Father, be to gain everything that will make us worth more in this world and make this world worth more for those that might live in it. We thank You, Lord, for this people that have gathered together. We thank You, Lord, that You have provided the geographical scene that we can come together and realize Your wonderful handiwork. We thank You, Lord, for the soil on which our feet trod, which is hallowed ground because it's been made of Thee. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that if there is one in this audience that fails to have Thee as the greatest in their mind and the greatest in their desires, the greatest in the purpose of their life, may it be, Heavenly Father, that they shall not let time slip until that shall be their ambition. We pray, Heavenly Father, to bless this gathering, that it may redound to our good, that it may be for Your glory. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the behavior and the kind expression that's being showed here in this audience. And Heavenly Father, as we look upon this scene, we realize that Thou art God, because it is You that provided everything, even to the moments that we have for this privilege. We pray Thy blessings upon this festival. We pray that Jesus, our blessed Savior, shall be exalted. And may everything that's done or said may bring us and remind us of Thy great love. Now we pray, Heavenly Father, if there's one here that's not ready to meet Thee in peace, we would ask Thee, Heavenly Father, that they might consider Jesus when He said, "I am the way." If there's one here that know not how to meet Thee in peace, we would ask, Heavenly Father, that You would remind them and make them know of John, the 14th chapter, where it says, "I am the way to become in peace with Thee." Now, Father, direct for us in the future part of the program. Direct for us in the years to come. And Heavenly Father, may everything that's done will be done decently and in order towards Thee. Forgive us of our sins and bless each one that's present and the homes they represent, the counties, Heavenly Father, that they're from. And if out of state folks are here, we pray to bless the state in which they live. And God grant, Heavenly Father, that Thou shalt bless our great nation and the leaders of our nation, because Thou hast asked us to pray for them. Heavenly Father, let us realize that Sodom could not be overthrown until Solomon ceased to pray for it. We pray, Heavenly Father, take charge now and direct for us. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
A message now of greeting from our governor, the Honorable Leroy Collins.
Hello, everybody. This is Leroy Collins, your governor. My, this is a wonderful scene at the Stephen Foster Memorial, and I so wish that I could be with you during this folk festival way down upon the Suwannee River. All of Florida is proud of the Stephen Foster Memorial, just as we are proud of the song Stephen Foster wrote about our state and about our beloved Southland. I think it is especially fine that this folk festival should be held at the Foster Memorial, and that so many people from all over Florida and nearby states are gathering together to perpetuate the folklore, the songs and dances, which are such an important part of our tradition and heritage. I hope all of you have a wonderful time. Again, I'm sorry that I cannot be with you personally. Please return safely to your home with a desire to come back again soon. Thank you.
As this group is getting ready, I'd like to have the members of the commission in the audience, Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, stand to be recognized. Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Saunders, Cousin Lillian, any others? I'm sure there are many other distinguished guests out here, but I'm not going to call on them because they might come up and make a speech, and we have too many wonderful things on the program. This is the choir from Mayo Baptist Church, and it's highly appropriate that they sing an old hymn, Go Tell It on the Mount. It is with pride that I introduce the ancestor, the descendant of our first citizens of Florida, the Indians who used to roam this part of Florida Fred Beaver, who comes to us all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Fred Beaver. Fred is a very talented artist, speaker, singer, and he's going to sing the Lord's Prayer for us. Fred, I think it's highly appropriate that you bring a few greetings from your people to the group at this time.
It's been a wonderful experience to be back here again. And I'm sure that there are many members of my tribe at home whose ancestors came from around this area during the migration. And they are all doing fine. They live like you do. They're not confined to any reservation, but they do have individual allotments. Some of them lived on them, some of them don't. Some of them are poor land, some of them are valuable. And I wish that someday they would be able to be in a group to come visit this area, as well as the folk festival. I'm sure they would give you a fine program, take part, be one of you. And for myself, it's been wonderful, and I hope I see you again next year. And many thanks to the Folk Festival and Miss Bolton.
Thank you, Fred. It's been wonderful to have you. He's been with us all weekend, and we've had 12 first citizens of Florida from the Brighton Reservation. Billy Bowlegs was here, and we have all enjoyed them so much. They had to go back home this morning because the children have to be in school tomorrow, and they came a long way to get here. I'm sorry that we are the country cousin of the state and are so poor, you can see that we're just dressed in rags here. Seriously, we'd love to have some of Fred Beaver's people come to us to give a program, because they were the first citizens of Florida. But since we are the country cousin and it takes money, we can't afford it. Now, that's a challenge to any ears out there who hear and heads that can do something about that. We might have a millionaire in the crowd who would want to bring them on his own. So if you were there, we'd be most grateful.
Thank you again, Cousin Thelmer. This comes as an added pleasure, I assure you. I'd like to say this before I do the job I have the honor and pleasure of doing. Without the participants and without you, the Florida Folk Festival would not be at the advanced stage that it is today. The fact that we have had outstanding programs and you here in great numbers have made it very easy to obtain newspaper coverage, television coverage, as we did night before last. And last night at 9:30, CBS National Radio pointed the eyes of the people of this nation upon the banks of the Suwannee River here at White Springs. And they emphasized the fact that we here with the Florida Folk Festival were exemplifying a tradition and custom of this section of our country over years and years in a most magnificent manner. And I am sure that you will agree, as you have seen all people representing nationalities and faiths participate in the Florida Folk Festival, you can see a true example of the tradition and the customs of the people of our part of the country. This CBS National Radio last night at 9:30, pinpointing the place where we sit here this afternoon, contrasted their national reporting by referring to other places in the not-too-distant distances from here where they were having strife and turmoil. And it was certainly a great credit to us and here at the Florida Folk Festival Association. And so to all of those who have been here representing newspapers, televisions, and radios, we express our grateful appreciation for your contribution in helping to do something that we feel very close to us here on the banks of this famous Suwannee River.
Ask everybody to move over, that there's a line of people outside dying to come in.
Cousin Thelmer tells me that there is a long line of people coming in the gate, and if everybody will, if you have an extra space, won't you move over just a little bit and share it with your neighbor? Oh, we have seats over here. If you will, come right over to the east stand, please. If you will come over to the east stand, we...